You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When you think about gentrification and change happening around the Bay Area, some images that may come to mind are luxury apartments replacing blighted warehouses, or sleek wine bars featuring $15 appetizers moving in next to the 30-year-old hair salon. But when a neighborhood changes, what happens to the art? KALW's Gabriel Greshler takes us to the corner of 24th and Folsom in San Francisco, where a business owner whitewashed a beloved mural and found out just how important a painted wall can be.
In the world of street art, painting over somebody else's work, especially one connected to the local community, is sacrilegious. This past June, Persita Eyes, a veteran muralist group in the Mission District, stumbled upon one of their murals being whitewashed.
I just ran over there as fast as I could. And when I got there, you know, I did see a group kind of gathering on the sidewalk in front of this building on 24th and Folsom.
Around 1 p.m., Laura Waxman, a reporter for Mission Local, had received a text from one of her friends at Persita Eyes.
You have to come to 24th Street, to Folsom. Someone is whitewashing our mural, an artist who's not from our community.
The mural that was being covered up had been there since 2015.
The mural had read at that point, "Our culture is not for sale." I mean, that's very blatant about what's happening in the community. If you know anything about what's happening in the Mission or in the city as a whole, you know, there's gentrification, families are being displaced, low-income residents are being displaced really aggressively.
And what did the property owner want to put up on the wall instead?
He wanted to replace it with something colorful. So he put, I always say this wrong, mandalas. These are like these like geometric shapes and flowers. And he wanted this artist to paint like bright colors and another message. He wanted it to say, be a good person.
The whitewashing ended up being a 1-2 punch. Community members later learned the new, quote, be a good person message was actually a clothing brand from Denver, Colorado. When I spoke to Max Martillo, who is a muralist himself and lead coordinator for Persita Eyes' Urban Youth Arts Program, he told me what the kids he works with are thinking about the most these days.
A lot of the times they bring up gentrification, you know?
Martillo had been there when the original, quote, "Our culture is not for sale" mural had gone up 2 years ago, and says there was no good reason to whitewash it.
You know, people buy a building and, you know, they want to have ownership over it and have control over what's going on there. So to a certain extent, I understand, like, why they did that. And, you know, it's just unfortunate that they weren't really informed about the importance of the murals in general or Persita Eyes as, like, a 40-year-old mural organization.
As the situation developed, it became clear that the property owner hadn't consulted with the community. I wondered, was there a right way, a respectful way, to own and alter property on 24th Street?
Oh, absolutely. And that's something that we're trying to tell folks. You know, the wrong way is to come in and say you love our community, you love what's here, and then when you're here and you establish you want to change it.
That's Eric Arguello, the co-founder and president of Calle 24. Calle 24 is a group that is trying to preserve the Latino community within the Mission District. You get the sense that for Eric, murals are really the lifeblood of the neighborhood. In fact, according to a 2016 report by the San Francisco Planning Department, there are 508 murals in the district, which makes it the largest outdoor public gallery in the country. So when the property owner covered up the Persita Eyes artwork, it wasn't only a mural that had disappeared. It was Eric's community disappearing too.
Do you feel like this is kind of like an example of like, this is how you kind of do it? Like,
this is one. Yes.
This is one of the examples of like how you kind of do it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We're on 24th and Cap, standing in front of a building halfway under construction. In this case, there was a negotiation between Eric and the property owner regarding the look and feel of the restaurant, which he feels was done respectfully. He also encouraged the property owner to create a large mural on the entrance.
And we told him, this is the entrance into our Latino culture district, so it's important what's here. So we said a mural would be great because it represents our area. Look, there's another beautiful mural down there.
Further on down, on 24th and Shotwell, we come up to a property Eric is not too happy with. It's a smaller, white and black store that rents out tents, sleeping bags, and other outdoor gear.
And then we have this one.
It's a rental place. And it's like the epitome of gentrification. So we still have some of them.
Yeah.
And
it's they are not friendly. We asked them to do a mural, and because they didn't like our style of mural, they refused to put anything up.
I followed up with a rental store called Last Minute Gear, and they claimed that they had always wanted a mural. There had been a disagreement over design, and it was ultimately up to the landlord, who's still deciding what, if anything, will be painted on the wall. We're now at 24th and Folsom, and end up walking to the corner where Presita Eyes' mural was covered up. I'm introduced to Jose Ruffridge, one of the restaurant's owners. We end up entering the restaurant. It hasn't opened up yet, but it's going to be called Alma. Now, it's important to understand that Ruffridge and the other owners of the restaurant were not part of the decision to cover up the Presita Eyes mural.
Yeah, well, you know what, man? That was something that we had nothing to do with it.
Ruffridge distanced himself and his partner from the property owner, Ali Rismanchi, when I asked about the incident.
We understand that they took part of the community when they just came in. Again, like Eric said, from Oakland, they don't know nothing about the community, the wall, you know, the people here. They just come and take over. That's not cool. That's disrespectful.
Ruffridge is hopeful, however, that his restaurant's reputation won't be damaged by Rismanchi's missteps.
And I believe in this community. You know, I've been here doing business and just friends and everything, you know, neighbors. I feel very strong, man. We gotta be successful. That way we're gonna do good and make a difference in the community.
And while that may sound unlikely, in this case, there might be a chance. Ali Rismanchi, the property owner, ended up sitting down to negotiate with Presita Eyes. They decided that the artist who had created the original mural back in 2015 would paint another mural over the one that had been whitewashed. This agreement didn't come easily, though. When I spoke with Rismanchi, he told me that there were some artistic differences at first.
The only issue we had that they wanted to put the exact same mural up, we wanted a different type of mural, you know, maybe different graphics with colors.
But Presita Eyes compiled a book showcasing all of their murals in the Mission District. Rismanchi looked through it and decided Presita Eyes should be in charge of the new mural's design.
I just, after going through that book, I realized the mural we were putting up, Be a Good Person, didn't even blend in.
And he realized it went further than not just blending in.
I think the majority of the murals in the neighborhood, they're stories, you know? Ours didn't have a story.
Rismanchi has big hopes for the new mural going up. According to Presita Eyes, some of the youth that created the 2015 mural will be working on the new one. They plan on using a design inspired from Loteria, a Spanish bingo card game, except each card will be based on mission culture.
Yeah, I'm a fan of stories, so I think I'm hoping that we get a story up there on our wall too.
In San Francisco, with assistance from Laura Waxman, I'm Gabriel Greshler for Cross Currents.